This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leading Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday, aiming to send a clear message to Beijing that it must stop behaving aggressively against its South China Sea neighbors. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
Ramped up aggression in the South China Sea, with Chinese Coast Guard vessels deploying water cannons and performing other dangerous maneuvers on Philippine boats.
Any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
China's so-called gray zone tactics of intimidation, including ramming into ships, fall dangerously close to triggering the mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. Marcos did not publicly mention China, but couched his words in diplomatic terms often used to target Beijing. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Palestinians were killed and three injured in confrontations with Israeli forces in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Palestinian medics and the military say two Palestinians were killed early on Friday in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society confirmed the two deaths and said three people were wounded, including one who sustained serious injuries. The Islamic militant group Hamas said one of those killed was a local commander. Health officials say 460 Palestinians, including several dozen children and teens, have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares for the treacherous task of advancing wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel through the House. House Republican leader Steve Scalise says Johnson has been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package and includes several Republican demands. It comes after Johnson has delayed for months on advancing aid that would provide desperately needed ammunition and weaponry for Kyiv. Scientists have found that coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, including in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park, despite its extensive protection. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
Coral bleaching is occurring in deeper waters, according to Luis Rocha with the Californian Academy of Sciences. Despite its extensive protection, Rocha said the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park is dying because of uncontrollable factors.
When I see it happening in a place like that, it is what stuns me the most. It's that there's very little we can do about it as individuals.
The last global mass coral bleaching event saw the Great Barrier Reef lose nearly a third of its corals from 2014 to 2017. This year appears to be following a similar trend, with reports of extensive bleaching across the Caribbean and the entirety of the Great Barrier Reef.
If the bleaching continues the way it is, 50 years from now, so right now we're facing like a big decline in populations. 50 years from now, we might be facing extinction.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. A transitional council tasked with choosing Haiti's next prime minister and cabinet has been formally established as gangs tighten their grip on the troubled Caribbean country. Friday's announcement is expected to trigger the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. He promised to step down once the council was created. Henry did not immediately issue comment following publication of the decree creating the council in a gazette published by Haiti's government. The official creation comes exactly a month after Caribbean leaders announced plans to help form a 9-member council with 7 members awarded voting powers. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.